From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama took his campaign to Florida today, where he focused on immigration. In Coral Gables, the president defended his stance on the issue.
I have never wavered in my support of comprehensive immigration reform. We did put forward a DREAM Act that was passed in the House, got the overwhelming majority of support from Democrats in the Senate, and was blocked by the Republican Party.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is speaking in Sarasota. He's dealing with the fallout over recent remarks that were captured on video, in which he said his job is not to worry about the 47% of Americans who don't pay taxes. The Obama administration has tried to distance itself from the anti-Islam video that sparked outrage around the world. And now the U.S. is paying to get its messages out. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
TV viewers in Pakistan have been shown clips of President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemning the video. They were comments the two made in news conferences here in Washington, but the U.S. government had to pay to get those advertisements on Pakistani television, as State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland explains.
I think the sense was that this particular aspect of the president and the secretary's message needed to be heard by more Pakistanis than had heard it, and that this was an effective way to get that message out.
She says the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan spent about $70,000 on the ads. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A Texas judge has stopped state officials from ordering purges of the voter rolls. The state was attempting to purge the rolls of dead voters. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Using a death list from the Social Security Administration, the Texas Secretary of State sent out a list of 80,000 Texas voters who were to be considered dead. Social Security warned Texas the list shouldn't be relied upon for purging its rolls of voters, but the state ignored that caution. Tens of thousands of mostly elderly Texas voters got letters notifying them the state considered them dead. They had 30 days to respond or they would be removed from the voter rolls. Last night, Texas State Judge Tim Sulak responded to a lawsuit by four annoyed, not dead Texas voters by issuing a temporary injunction restraining the Secretary of State. Texas's attempt to implement a restrictive voter ID law was blocked by a federal court last month. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Senate Republicans are blocking legislation that would put veterans back to work. Lawmakers say the $1 billion jobs program would violate spending limits that Congress agreed to last year. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 19 points at 13,597. This is NPR. Members of an Amish breakaway group in Ohio have been found guilty of hate crimes by carrying out beard and haircutting attacks against fellow Amish in a dispute over religious differences. The jury today also found their leader guilty of planning the attacks last fall in eastern Ohio. He and his family members were among 16 people who have been on trial in Cleveland. They're all facing possible prison terms of 10 years or more. The New York Public Library has revised its plan to remove millions of books from its flagship branch in Manhattan to an off-site storage facility. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the library responded to public criticism of the plan.
Officials at the New York Public Library wanted to move more than 4 million books from Fifth Avenue to a storage facility in New Jersey. But scholars and others who use the library's famous reference room said that would diminish their access to the collection. So library officials decided to shift their renovation plans. They will still turn the Beaux-Arts building on Fifth Avenue into a circulating library and close two other libraries in Midtown Manhattan. But they also announced a private donation that will allow them to keep more than 3 million books on site for researchers to use. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Space Shuttle Endeavour has flown over Tucson, Arizona on its trip west to retirement in a Los Angeles museum. Endeavour did a partial loop over the city to honor former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords before it continued its journey. The retired shuttle departed Houston earlier in the day after a one-day stop at the home of NASA's Mission Control. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.